I actually have a study for you.
Really? You have a study?
I have a study for you. See how I turn that around and you go, what? A study? And when I first saw this study, I said, I hope it comes out zero.
Well, what's the study? And then I can tell you if zero is the right number or not.
The right number of friends to have, according to psychologists.
Oh, interesting. And you, well, for you, it already is zero. So that's the right number for you.
Yeah, when I saw that, I said, God, I hope it's zero. But according to this, it's not. So what do you think the right amount of friends that you should have?
Now, how are they defining friends? Like people that you know well, people that you confide in, people you hang out with?
Connections that you should, okay. Like relationships that you should maintain, people that you know. So let's say you have, I don't know, 10,000 people on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But how many should you really have?
Okay, so I think you need to have one friend you confide in about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have one friend that you have fun with. I think you have the friend that you go to who is like knows all, like the real smarty pants, the person who's been married a couple of times or like knows more than you do. And then I think you have to have one friend that you feel superior to. So so that you don't, yeah, so that you just feel like, you know, if you're feeling insecure, you call that person. And then you have to have one friend that you just laugh with. That's the only thing you guys do when you're together. You get together, you laugh, you have a good time. That's all there is. So five.
So you say five. That's pretty good. This study says six.
Does it define specifically what each friend is supposed to represent, or it just says six, move on?
A study indicated that six or more friends can improve your health. For your health, you should have six. But psychologist Robin Dunbar, responsible for the Dunbar number, said
not a real name. Yeah.
Well, she made it up. The maximum number of connections a person should be able to maintain is 150.
What?
But of those 150 relationships, only five are typically close friends.
That is the dumbest study in the world, because what that says is screw your family, screw work, screw all the priorities you have. You should focus on trying to maintain some sort of connection with 150 people. That would be your full-time job. Nobody can do that. That's stupid.
Well, I mean, if you look at Facebook or Instagram, you have a lot more than that. So if you count
that.
Hang on.
How many of those people on Facebook and Instagram do you actually interact with? For me, it's like 10, maybe?
Yeah, if that.
I mean, I have thousands of people that follow me on various social media sites, but I would say there's only like 10 on each site that I interact with on a regular basis. So that's like Instagram, Twitter, and let's say Facebook. I'm never on Facebook. Let's just say Facebook. So there's only 30 people right there.
So I say if 40 people tell you happy birthday, I think those are decent friends.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I only Facebook say happy birthday to people I know and I'm close with.
Yeah, but Facebook reminds you. It's almost like when you're a kid and your parent takes you to someone's birthday party. It's like, go say happy birthday to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wasn't going to wish him a happy birthday, but you drove me over here. You put a gift in my hand, and now suddenly I'm celebrating some kid's birthday I don't even know.
Yeah, so on Facebook, well, Facebook reminds me it's my mom's birthday, so thank God for Facebook.
Shouldn't have to. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Facebook is kind of like, you know, your parent when you're four. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. And this person said, I feel like having a dog counts as 1.5 friends.
Right. They're right. I was about to ask, like, doesn't a pet count for a couple of friends right there? I mean, I looked over to Marigold, by the way, and she's licking herself.
And she is a better friend than three of your friends put together.
I was about to say something about her, but there she is going to town on herself. About to say something.
Look at her go.
She's really into it. I was about to say something nice about her, but there she is, like, completely being a dog right now. What I was going to say about her was she really is like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spend every day together. You know, we're together all the time. We take long walks together. We confide in each other. You know, mm-hmm. She doesn't talk the same way, but she gives me looks. I know what she's thinking. Like, she looks at other dogs or other people and is like, check out that bitch. Like, I know what she's thinking.
You know what I mean? Feed her. You love on her. You right. do a lot more with that dog probably in a week than you do with most friends in a year.
One of my, remember my friend Dr. Robbie who comes on the show all the time?
Right.
Who hasn't been on the show in a while because I don't even talk to her anymore. Robbie has kids. She's busy with her life. You know, we always say that we should get together and we text or I speak to her on Instagram or we try to make a plan. But I spend more time with Marigold. I'm closer with Marigold than I am with Dr. Robbie these days.
Mm.
I got a booster shot today. Marigold came with me to make sure I was okay.
What, you got the second, what do you call it?
COVID booster.
Oh, you got another COVID booster?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it was time for that yet.
Well, for me it is because I got mine really early. I did everything too early because here's the thing. I didn't go by my age. I knew a guy.
Right.
So when the shots first came out, I knew a guy who got me in to get a shot with all the old people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already ahead of everybody my age getting stuff done because I started out early.
But I got one like a month before you.
The booster?
No, the first shot and then all three boosters.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you also got in early. You got your shot with all the old people.
Oh, wow. So, did you feel anything? Do you feel bad now?
No. No? I never do. No. I've never had a reaction to any of the shots to the point where I still, to this day, wonder if it was a placebo.
Hmm. Did they write it on your card?
They had to give me a new card.
Yeah, they're running out of space.
I know, they're running out of space. And the idiot that did my first one, they put this big giant sticker across two different things. So anything that could have been written on there, there's no room.
Well, they didn't think you would have four. I mean, they only had three spots on the card to begin with.
Yeah, I think they assumed it was going to be over by then. Like, first shot, second shot, booster, done.
Mm-hmm. So is this a full dose or is it part of a dose?
I don't know. What is the booster? Is it part of a dose or is it a full dose? I don't know. Google that. What is the booster supposed to be?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's a full dose.
I would think it would be.
Wow. Yeah, although I don't know booster, anybody that has four.
Booster everybody in New York does.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually late on my booster. In fact, most of my friends were like, you didn't get your second booster yet? Oh, fuck you.
Wow. So I guess it's time.
Well, only because the numbers are going up again in New York. So now the pressure is on to get boosted again.
Mm. Yeah, I got to get that then. Mm. Yeah, somebody at work was coughing today and I'm like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. I'm so done with this.
I know.
With people, just people around me. You know,
right.
I was driving to work yesterday and there's a guy driving in the right lane on the highway and his car is blowing so much smoke out of the tailpipe.
Mm-hmm.
So just smoke everywhere. He's driving down the highway. He's on the phone texting while this car is spraying crap all over the place. And I'm looking at him going, that's a virus.
Right.
How can aliens not look at us and think that we're viruses? I mean, he's not a human being. He's a virus.
Maybe that's why they don't come here anymore. That's why there's no more sightings, because they got here and went, ooh, no. We're going to go find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, it's like when you look down and you see a bunch of ants, and they're doing ant things, and you go, I could step on all of them and kill them and not faze me at all. It's probably what they think.
So this was interesting today. So I had to stop by my doctor's office to pick something up before my booster.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in my doctor's office is wearing a mask anymore. In a doctor's office, no mask.
Yeah, they're done. People are done with that.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So the doctor's office, no one's wearing a mask. Yet on Broadway, you still have to show a vaccination and you have to wear a mask. And this week, one of the big Broadway stars threw a shit fit. This video went viral in New York. I don't think anybody outside New York really cares about it. But she went berserk because there was somebody in the audience who had their mask down just over their mouth, not covering their nose. It's not like they had their mask off.
Mm-hmm.
They just had their mask down. Everybody who was in the room had been vaccinated. You had to show a vaccination card. And she flipped out on this poor guy who had his mask down just below his nose in a theater. It's like, bitch, my doctor doesn't even wear a mask anymore.
Yeah, it's not a poor guy. It's still stupid. If you wear your mask like that, you're a moron and you should be called out. If you're somewhere where you have to wear a mask and you're not wearing it correctly, you're just a dumbass.
Well, that's what it is. It was somewhere where you have to wear a mask. And every once in a while, I go somewhere where masks are required. Hmm. And then I'll go to a place that's similar where masks are optional. And it's like, none of this makes any sense whatsoever.
Is there something on the door that says you have to wear a mask? And then you walk in and nobody's wearing a mask.
Well, no, if there's something on the door that says you have to have a mask on, everybody inside has a mask on.
Okay.
But there's just very few places that have that on the door anymore. But like I'm saying, it doesn't make any sense because there's some restaurants you go to, no one's wearing a mask, and others, everybody is.
Hmm. You should find out before you go. They should have like a little M on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Like, you know, like they have a little V for vegetarian or vegan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know you can get a vegan meal. Am I getting a mask meal?
Right. Is it an M or an NM? Non-mask.
I need MVGF. Mask, vegan, gluten-free.